You're listening to Mac OS X coverage on the AppleVis podcast.
Welcome to this Mac OS Sierra demonstration. And in this demonstration, I want to show you how the universal copy and paste works from your Mac to your iOS device, in this case my iPhone, or from the other direction, from your iPhone back to your Mac. Of course, running iOS 10 on my iPhone and running Mac OS Sierra on my Mac here. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to go and jump into Text Edit. So I'm just going to ask Siri, since I'm running Siri on my Mac, to open up Text Edit for me with FN spacebar. Open Text Edit.
Text Edit. Untitled 9 window.
So I've got an Untitled 9 document because I've been doing it some different notes today. So let me just type in
cap T A E space
the quick
cat space quick
cat
C A T space cat F A T space sat O S space
on
A E space the
fox
F O X period fox.
And let me highlight that.
The quick cat sat on the fox. Selected.
And I'm going to copy it to my clipboard.
Copy.
And then I'm just going to grab my iPhone here. It's going to do HEY Siri to open up pages on my iPhone here. Hey Siri, open pages. We touch towards the top of the screen.
Canvas, body, text field, is editing, character mode, insertion point at start, double tap to edit.
Okay, now I've previously already opened up a blank pages document in preparation for this demo. So now if I do a two-finger rotate around to edit.
Edit.
And do one finger flick down.
Delete. Insert. Paste.
There's paste. One finger double tap.
The quick cat sat on the fox. Paste.
Okay, and there it is. The quick cat sat on the fox. So that's in the document. If I rotate around to words.
Characters. Handwriting. Words.
One finger flick down.
Fox full stop.
And I'm at the end of the word fox. If I flick up.
On. Sat. Cat. Quick. The.
Okay, the.
The. Help.
I'm going forward now.
Cat. Sat. On. The. Fox full stop.
Okay, let me do a new line.
Return. New line.
Right, so let me just put another new line in.
Return. New line.
So I'm just going to do a two-finger double tap for voice dictation on the iPhone. Today I saw a little worm a-wriggling on his belly, comma. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly, full stop.
Inserted today I saw a little white am I reading on his belly. I wonder if I'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly.
Close enough, didn't quite get worm. So I'm going to highlight that with the text selection on my rotor. So I was going to rotate around the text selection.
Handwriting, words, lines, text selection. Swipe right to expand selection, swipe left to shrink selection.
Okay, swipe right to expand selection, swipe left to decrease it. I'm actually at the end of this item at the moment, so I'm actually going to be flicking back to the left to highlight at the moment. So I'm going to do one finger flick down first.
Line selection. Page selection, select all,
to
character selection, word selection,
words, to make sure I was on words. And now if I flick back to the left,
telly, selected, the, select, on, select, what's, see, and, inside, come, to, like, I, if, wonder, capital R, belly, his, on, reading, capital R, and, why, little, a, saw, capital R, today, selected.
So I've selected that, so I'm going to do a two-finger rotate around to edit.
Lines, words. Handwriting, characters, edit.
One finger flick up.
Cut, comment, copy.
And to copy, double tap on copy.
Today I saw a little white am I reading on his belly. I wonder if I'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. Copied.
So that's copied, so I'm going to pop my iPhone down. And let me just check where I am on the screen on the Mac.
End of text.
Okay, so I'm at the end of the text. So if I just do VA left or chops left arrow.
Fox.
There's the fox. So
fox, end of text.
Where now I am. And if I now just do Command V to paste.
Text telly.
We just heard it say telly, so I'm at the end of that line. So if I just press my up arrow key.
The quick cat sat on the fox today. I saw a little why am I reading on his belly. I wonder if I'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly.
Yeah, it's copied over. So besides the nonsense I've been copying backwards and forwards, the serious side of this, of course, is that you can copy whatever you like, be it a reference number, a credit card number, a shopping list, whatever else you might like, securely between your Mac and your iPhone. Very easy to do and no setup required. As soon as you've got Mac OS Sierra running and iOS 10 running, you can copy between your iOS device and your Mac. So I'm going to leave TextEdit running on my Mac and Pages running on my iPhone. That completes this demonstration of universal copy and paste between your Mac and your iOS device. In this case, it was my iPhone. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.